news and weather from Orwell on Wednesday, November 4th, 2009. On the microphone, Steffi, in the studio, Yahalom. The weather. The monsoon continues with ongoing strong rain. It is cooling down a little bit, so temperature range is 23 at night and 29 degrees during the day. North-northeasterly wind 14 kilometers per hour. Here's an excerpt from an interview with Iris, a girl from the United States who is joining the introduction to Oroville this week.
First day we were at the International Zone. So we started at the Unity Pavilion with Shavaya, and then we went to the Tibetan Pavilion, the American Pavilion. We went to have lunch at Solitude Organic Farm, which was really interesting because Krishna took us around and he showed us how the farm works and how they lay organic matter into the trenches and stuff. And it was really interesting to see how they were living there. Their lifestyle is, so I think all the communities in Oroville, the lifestyles are so different. It's like some people live in huts and other people live in air-conditioned rooms. So it's kind of interesting to see that difference and that dynamic. And then we went to the Tibetan Pavilion where they had an exhibition with about Tibetan history. And we went upstairs and they had a conference room type thing. But it's very built in the traditional Tibetan style. And we also went to the American Pavilion and they're doing experiments on roofing material. And they're trying to use indigenous material for the roofing. They're using palm leaves now and they're doing various different experiments all the time, so that was good to watch. And then we went to Savitri Bhavan. I guess that's the poem written by Sri Aurobindo. I came to Oroville with no major knowledge about the mother and Sri Aurobindo, but she gave us a really good introduction to their works and the poem, and I guess they do readings there every week. So that's that was another side of Oroville as well. And then yesterday we went to CSR, which I like the best so far. We were talking with Min. He's a consultant there with, and he does work with solar panels and the Indian government. And we had this really long, philosophical, intense discussion.
IKM School is looking for toys and books for the lower grades. Any sort of toys except guns or war toys which are in good condition would be appreciated. Books for crash children can be in any language, as the pictures are more important than the story. Books for children over 5 should be in English or Tamil. The new entry service team officially resumed its activities on Monday, November 2nd. For the time being, until January 2010, the team is planning some facilitation meetings with applicants. They are contacting them directly, either in person or in writing. All new applications will only be dealt with as of January 2010. The service was closed down for several months, so there is a considerable backlog of applications that need immediate attention. The entry service is open to the general public Monday to Thursday from 9 to 12 a.m. The Oroville Security Service is looking for volunteers for day and night patrolling in Oroville. Security problems have occurred in the past, especially harassment of women, so the security service has decided to react, alongside the existing security arrangements. The aim is to return a feeling of security to all people living in Oroville. The service is looking for persons who are healthy and physically fit, patient and always cool, responsible and reliable. Their responsibilities will include keeping a watch on activities on Oroville roads and access, being present and providing any assistance that may be needed, and helping people who need support at the time of a troubling incident. For further information, contact AV Security Service. The mother. Nowhere will you be able to find peace unless you have peace in your heart. The news in Oroville is a reflection in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please contact orovilleradio.org.